So Isaiah chapter number 60, if you would, let's all stand for the reading of God's word, Isaiah 60. We'll just read verses 1 and 2, and then we'll pray. Isaiah 60 and verse number 1, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon them, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the truths of your word. And Lord, I ask you now for your help. I ask for your filling of your Holy Spirit to give me the words to say. Speak to my heart and speak through me to the hearts of those that are here this morning. May everything that is said and done be for your honor and for your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Chadi Anju Shipshio, you may be seated. All right, this morning we want to preach, "The Light is Come." You know, we live in a very dark world.
Yeah.
Why is the world dark? The world is dark because of sin. Why do we have the problems that we have? It's not because of what we've done. It's because of sin. It's because of that sin nature from Adam and Eve. And we talked about that some this morning in Sunday school. But, and I'm not talking about dark. We look outside and we see the light. We have the sun that shines. But our world is very dark today. And it's dark because of sin. And we live, even as the Bible says here, in gross darkness. And I want to share with you just very quickly a few verses. And if you would, turn to Genesis chapter number 6. And we know that it started before this. It started when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit and sin entered the world. And as we talked about this morning in Sunday school, everything changed. That event changed everything. And sin came in. And from that point, even until now, the world is not becoming a better place. We're not becoming better. We're not evolving into more advanced creatures. We are becoming darker and darker because of sin. Genesis chapter number 6 in verses 5 and 6. Of course, this is the time of Noah here in the time that was in the day of Noah. Verse 5, Genesis 6 and verse 5. "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made man." That's how dark the world had become at the time of Noah. You know, and the Bible talks about, as the days of Noah are, so are the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And I don't know how dark our days are compared to that day, but I think we're getting pretty close. Yeah. And we live in a dark world, dark because of sin. Turn, another time, we won't look at this passage, but another dark time was in the time of the judges, when man did that which was right in their own eyes. And we see that today as well. Men doing that which is right in their own eyes, going their own way, doing their own thing, not following the principles of God's word. And it's causing our world to become darker and darker. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 53. Psalms 53 and verse number 3. Psalms 53 verse 3. And I'm going to go ahead and read that. "Every one of them is gone back They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one.
Right.
You know, and that's the state that we find ourselves without Jesus Christ. That is where we are. And we will continue in that direction without hope. And that is the direction that the world is in. They are without hope. And it says every one of them has gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. In and of ourselves, we can do nothing.
Right.
We are sinners, fallen from God, with a broken relationship with Jesus Christ. Turn also with me to Isaiah chapter 64 and verse number 6. Isaiah 64 and verse number 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Can you see the state that we are in? Without hope, in darkness, our sin has taken us away. We are all as an unclean thing. And what we think is righteous is filthy rags. What we think, oh, this is good, and I'll take this to God, and it'll be righteousness. But no, because it's in and of ourselves, nothing is righteous.
That's right.
And so we see again the darkness of the world. Turn over to Romans, a very familiar verse to all of us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. This is a very familiar verse, I'm sure. Probably one of the first verses that most of us learn as a little child. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we are all sinners. And we all fall short of the glory of God. There is nothing that we can do to obtain favor from a holy and righteous God. Because all our righteousness is as filthy rags. And there's nothing that we can do in and of ourselves to obtain that favor from God. And just as it says, we come short of the glory of God. And this is the state that we find the world, a very dark, hopeless place. Without God and without hope. Now I want you to turn back to Isaiah chapter 60. And I want you to remember the world in which we live, that it is dark and that there is gross darkness. And that there is no hope in and of ourselves. But I want to read again verse number 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. We see that throughout the Bible, that the world is dark and becoming more and more gross in darkness. But notice the rest of that verse. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And we see the spiritual condition that the world is in that darkness without hope. And it covers the earth. It covers the whole earth. But Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. The light has come. The light is our Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right, amen.
And he has come into this dark world to shed forth his light to a dark and sinful world. Many who despise God, many who will turn from him, yet he gave himself for them. And he has come. And I want to tell you this morning that if you're here and maybe you've never seen the light, maybe you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I encourage you to realize today that you are a sinner, that your sin has separated you from a holy and righteous God, and that because of your sin, the penalty is death. And that you will die in your sin and be condemned to spend eternity in hell. It's not just a time to pay for your sin. It's for all of eternity, because no amount of time, even in hell, would ever pay for our sin. Only Jesus Christ could do that. And God in his love sent Jesus Christ to this world. And he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the sons of God. And we today can have eternal life. And if you're here today and you're not saved, you don't know if you have that eternal life, I encourage you to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Look to him. Trust in him. Realize you're a sinner. Realize there's a penalty for your sin. Realize that God loves you and sent his son to die for you. And as Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, call upon the name of the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Call unto him and he will save you today. It doesn't matter what other people think or how long you've been in this church or some other church. But it's whether or not you have trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you haven't done that this morning, I encourage you to take that first step of trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Jesus Christ has come. He is the light of the world. And at that moment of salvation, we know as believers that the Holy Spirit then comes into our heart and into our lives to change us. And we become a new creature. And that we, through Christ, that we can do all things through him. It's not in and of ourselves, it's through him. And that we have his light now in us. And that we become his light in this world. And so we see who is the light. The light is Jesus Christ. And at that moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart to mold us, to change us, and to help us to become what God would have us to be. And we are a light to the lost world. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Now, as a believer, as a Christian, as one who has put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ alone, we have come out of the darkness of the world, and we have the light of Jesus Christ that shines within us. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And we need to let that light shine. We need to be a light to that lost and dying world. There's still darkness all about us because of the sin that remains in the world and always will. But there is hope, and that hope is Jesus Christ. And we have his light that shines within us. And as his light, there are three things that we need to do. We need to, first of all, we need to be clean. We need to be a clean light. We need to be a vessel unto honor. We need to have our light so that it can shine forth. You know, if you're out walking and you drop a flashlight in a mud puddle and mud gets on that flashlight, you know, it's not going to shine as it should.
Right.
And you have to wipe it off. When we walk in the world and we are in the world and we are to be separated from the world, we can't be involved in the things that the world does, but yet we live in the world. Ephesians 2:20 says, "For I am crucified with Christ, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Let's turn over there, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 20. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. Galatians chapter 2. I thought I was in the wrong chapter, but Galatians. Okay, Galatians 2:20. All right, thank you. "For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh." Okay, we live in that flesh. We still live in the flesh. "I live, how? By faith, by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And as we live, we need to keep our light clean. We need to be the light so that it shines into the darkness. Not that others would see just us, but that our light would point to Jesus Christ. That men would see our good works, but glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And though Jesus Christ is the light, we are his light in the world. And we are to shine, not for ourselves, but to give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift him up. And we need to make sure that our light is clean. We also need to make sure that we take our light to the world. What good does a flashlight do? You know, if your electricity goes out, you might have a flashlight. But what good does it do if you don't turn it on? And we need to make sure that our light is shining bright and clean so that others can see that light. And we know this verse, and I won't read both of the verses I have. I was going to read Matthew 28, 19, and 20, but you're very familiar with that verse, I'm sure. But let's read Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. Acts 1:8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Okay, so we're going to receive that power. We're going to receive the strength that we need. "After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And notice it says here, "And ye shall be witnesses of me." So we're going to witness of him. We are to be a witness of him. Both in Jerusalem, that's in the city that God has placed you, and in all Judea, in your state, and in Samaria, your country, and unto the uttermost part of the world. And we need to be taking the gospel everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Whether it's to the bank, to the grocery store, to people at work, or we send missionaries to go to places that we cannot go, so that the gospel, that light, can go forth into all the world. And we need to make sure that we are doing our part to get the light into all the world. So I ask you this morning, do you have a clean light? Is your light clean? As I mentioned, there's times in our lives that we need to clean ourselves. 1 John 1:9 tells us to confess our sins. And we need to confess to God. We need to pray to God, to ask him, and for the Holy Spirit to show us and to search our hearts and to mold us and to change us into his image. and into what he has for us and who he has for us to be, that our light can shine. And then I ask you, are you taking your light to the lost world? Are you being the light that you need to be? By the word of your mouth, the testimony that you have, by the way that you live your life and the way that you conduct yourselves, are you allowing the Holy Spirit to manifest himself through you? Not just on Sunday in church, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to manifest, to show forth himself through you? And then the last thing we want to talk about this morning is in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34. And really, everything comes to this right here. The climax comes to this. We realize the darkness that we live in. The world is dark and lives in gross darkness. We realize that Jesus Christ is the light. We realize that we are his light to the lost world. And as a believer, as a Christian, we need to strive to keep our light clean. And as our light is clean, it can manifest itself to the world. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And look with me at verse 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Okay, we need to awake to righteousness. That's not talking about our righteousness, but his righteousness. And sin not. And we need to put on his righteousness, and we need to forsake our sin. We need to forsake the thoughts of the wicked one. We need to put those things off. We need to strive to put away the sin that so easily besets us, and to run with patience the race that is set before us. Awake to righteousness and sin not. And notice this next phrase, for some have not the knowledge of God. For some have not the knowledge of God. We need to realize today that there are people that have no knowledge of who God is. There are people who do not realize who Jesus Christ is. And notice the last phrase in that verse, I speak this to your shame. I speak this to your shame. We need to let that sink into our hearts and into our minds, that it is a fact for that some have not the knowledge of God. And I speak this to your shame. We need to realize that there are people all around us who need God, who need the knowledge of who God is and to have a personal relationship with him. And if they do not, and we are there to be able to help them, I speak this to your shame. It is on us. And it is our responsibility today to take the gospel into all the world. And that can begin right here in our city. It can begin in our state, in our country, and all around the world. But it has to begin right here within us to realize that there are those without the knowledge of God. And I speak this to your shame. What about those that you work with at your job? What about those that you go and see at the bank, at the grocery store? What about those that we pass out tracts to, or try to pass out tracts to, downtown? And it seems that 98% refuse those tracts. But there are some who take it.
Right.
And the biggest response I've noticed downtown passing out tracts is, I'll ask them, would you take and read this? No, I'm good. I always wanted to stop and say, no, you're not good. You're not okay. Because they have many have a knowledge of God. They know who God is, but they have no relationship with Jesus Christ. And we need to make sure that we realize that it is our time. You know, the older generation, their time is maybe over, drawing to an end. We can't leave it to the generation coming after us because it may be too late. The Lord may come by then. It is our time today.
Right.
It is our time to share the gospel with those around us. The light has come, and the light dwells within us. And we are to allow the light to manifest itself through us. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to convict sinners of sin. And the Holy Spirit of God uses us as Christians to manifest Jesus Christ. Are you allowing Him to manifest Himself through you? It may be through a tract. It may be through giving. And it may be the example of how you live your life or the testimony that you may give. The light has come to expel darkness, and we must carry forth His light. And I want you to think about your light this morning. Is your light clean? Is your light able to manifest the light that the Holy Spirit would desire to manifest through you? And I want you to realize that today is the day, that our time is right now. And we need to do what God has for us to do today. Not to worry about what has happened, not to hope for what may happen, but to realize that today is our day to shed forth that light and to allow the Holy Spirit to manifest Himself through us. God desires to use you and I. We are just a created being of a holy and righteous God. But God desires to use us. He could use whatever He wanted, but He desires to use you. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for this morning. Lord, I thank You for the light. I thank You for the day that You gave to me to see the light of the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Lord, I pray that if there is someone here this morning that is not saved, that, Father, they would see and understand their need of You and trust You as their Savior. Lord, for those of us as Christians, I pray, Lord, that You would help us to realize the time is now. The day is drawing nigh of the return of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that You would help us to be busy to do all that You would have for us to do. Lord, would You use Your word this morning to speak to our hearts, to guide us and direct us. In Jesus' name, amen.